Good evening. As I begin my state of the city address for the first time after taking office 55 days ago, I see many things happening within our community and will be addressing a few of them throughout my address. As most everyone knows, this administration has acquired two major projects, the first being the Business 50 project. The project started with phase one, the east side section, which has already been completed. This coming spring, phase two, the west side section of the project, will get underway. This portion will begin at Southwest 3rd Street and proceed west and near 900 West National. The next project that is also stated to begin in the spring is a wastewater phosphorus removal project. This has been mandated by the Indiana Department of Environmental Management, which is IDEM. As part of this project, the city will be allowed to construct a new wastewater facility building that will house new laboratories and other administration offices, which has been needed for quite some time. I will monitor these projects closely and see that they will proceed as expected and will ensure that they will be accomplished in a timely manner as possible, and all while keeping the best interests of the community and its citizens in mind. There are several things that were accomplished throughout 2019, some within the city administration and others within our community. Some of those being Indiana Safety Supply Building completed a large expansion to their existing facility. Two, the Animal Control Department completed expansion by adding a covered outdoor kennel area in the east side of their facility. The city and county was awarded a 2019 Local Government Award from the Association of Indiana Counties for the reconstruction of the 15th Street Bridge. Evansville Teachers Credit Union was completed and opened for business. NASCO Industries completed a 20,000 square foot warehouse expansion and are preparing for phase two as we speak. Goodwill Industries have completed a renovation of the former Moose Lodge, and for the new warehouse and store has been open for business. The Economic Development Corporation received $200,000 regional opportunity incentive grants for the common projects from the downtown area. The city received a grant from the Office of Community and Rural Affairs, which is OCRA, for $700,000 for the wastewater phosphorus removal project and sewer facility expansion. There are a few projects as we move forward in 2020. Construction of a new salt barn for the street department. This project has been budgeted and is very much needed. Street paving and sidewalk projects will continue throughout the city. Reconstruction of the intersection of Highway 57 South and Meridian Street. This is an NDOT project and will give the citizens better access and a safer way to enter the Highway 57. So as you see, 2019 has been a very busy year, and a lot of was accomplished throughout the community. As we moved into 2020, and it's looking to be just as busy as with many things already happening and hopes of many more to come. At this time, I would like to recognize my appointed administrative staff, which includes my executive assistant and 13 department heads. My executive assistant, Debbie Nykum, who is now working for her fifth mayor, is a very vital part of my administration and does more work than I can express. My fire chief, Stephen Walden, my police chief, Todd Church, utility office manager, Stacey Anderson, building commissioner, John Casper, street commissioner, Brian Surfskitter, electric superintendent, Randy Ennis, water superintendent, Charlie Kane, wastewater stormwater superintendent, Scott Rainey, park superintendent, Kip Kelly, animal control manager, Beth Trousdale, IT director, Mike Folsom, my engineer consultant, Ed Barnett, and my city attorney, Tim Dant. I could not go without also recognizing our clerk treasurer, Beth McGookie, as she plays a vital role in our financial operations of our city. In closing, I want to thank the citizens of Washington for having faith in me to lead this city forward and for giving me the opportunity and honor to serve as the 25th mayor of the city of Washington. Thank you to our city council and a board of public works and safety members, as well as all of our city employees who serve this community so well. A big thank you goes out to my wife, Darlene, and all my family for the support now and throughout the years ahead. I truly believe in our community, its future, and if we continue to work united with county, with the country, and our citizens, our future is very bright. Let's all work for a better Washington. May God bless the city of Washington, the state of Indiana, and the United States of America. Thank you very much.